Oil optimists versus pessimists.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. So, is the world's oil barrel half full or half empty? The International Energy Agency is going with half full. In a monthly report, the watchdog group says the impact of the hurricanes on output will be mostly short-term. The IEA says 2005 will be a slow year for demand, yes, with prices so high, but things will pick up next year as prices go down. Still, there might be a long, cold winter in between with some atrocious heating bills. The price of oil is putting the screws to a lot of industries, from airlines to automakers. For General Motors, it's like gasoline on a fire. GM's auto parts spinoff Delphi filed bankruptcy over the weekend, of course, and GM is still feeling the financial shock. From Michigan Radio, Bill Poorman reports.
GM spun off Delphi 6 years ago, but a deal with the United Auto Workers could leave GM on the hook for up to $11 billion of Delphi's pension and health liabilities. The news sent shares of GM stock tumbling 10% Monday, and some industry observers predicted Delphi's insolvency could push GM closer to Chapter 11 itself. George Magliano of Global Insight says all of this is a huge distraction for GM's management.
This stuff becomes very extraneous to the core process, and that is developing cars and trucks to the American consumer that they really can get excited about and buy without huge incentives.
Meanwhile, Delphi's stock continued to take a hit as well. You can now buy it for less than the price of a stamp. I'm Bill Poorman for Marketplace.
The low-cost airline JetBlue is growing up a bit. Today, JetBlue announces a major flight expansion. It'll add 52 more daily flights to the weekday calendar. Austin, Texas, and Richmond, Virginia will get new service. Also, the company will show off its new set of planes. Today, President Bush hopes to turn some heads toward tax code reform. A panel of experts meets to craft a set of suggestions for the White House. But with all that's on the plate right now, will this go anywhere? Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
It may seem Republicans have enough to think about. Hurricane recovery, the indictment of a top House leader, Iraq, and a controversial Supreme Court pick. But advocates for tax overhaul say all that is precisely why the White House may push reform to change the subject. The reform panel says it wants to junk the alternative minimum tax. The AMT was meant to go after rich people with tax shelters, though most agree it's outlived its usefulness. Still, Chris Edwards of the Libertarian Cato Institute says repealing the tax would cost more than $1 trillion over 10 years, and the panel's proposals cannot increase the budget deficit.
They have to find ways to raise money by closing business loopholes or by closing individual loopholes like the mortgage interest deduction.
The panel's report is due November 1st. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
An active day of trading on Wall Street, but a lot more stocks moved down than up. The Dow fell 53 points to 10,238. The S&P 500 dropped 8 to 1,187. The Nasdaq closed down 11 points. Today, Japan's Nikkei posted its biggest one-day gain in a year. You're listening to Marketplace. Some forecasters are predicting a colder-than-normal winter in the Northeast. That won't help energy costs, but it will sell some wood stoves. Monica Brady-Myroff reports from Boston.
With the cost of home heating oil setting new records, it's no wonder many consumers are turning to nature for help. Craig Issod runs HearthNet, a heating industry website.
Wood stoves and pellet stoves, it's pretty much a national demand.
Pellet stoves burn compressed sawdust that looks a little like rabbit food. In Alaska, wood stove dealers are reporting sales up 300% over last year. Issod says sales are also very strong in the Northeast.
We are talking to a lot of people who want to use their stoves as a primary heat source, and the last time we really heard this level of discussion was 1979.
It costs more than $1,000 to buy and install a wood or pellet stove. In Boston, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fannie Mae, working with our partners to increase homeownership and affordable rental housing opportunities for more Americans. Fannie Mae, fanniemae.com. By Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. and by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patient associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation, Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. After a decade-long rut, Japan's economy is showing signs of life. Remember, it's still number two in the world. Today, the country's lower house of parliament approved a huge economic reform, a plan to privatize the $3 trillion postal system and create the world's largest bank. Change of a different sort is coming to Japan's corporate culture. Shia Levitt reports from Tokyo.
Japan still trails behind many industrialized countries in terms of gender equality, but more women are getting keys to the executive offices. Earlier this year, two corporations, Sanyo Electric and Daiei, named women as their CEOs. This was unheard of just a decade ago. Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn says business leaders in Japan will eventually allow more women into top positions because it makes business sense.
If I am a gifted woman and I have the impression because I'm a woman, I cannot reach some jobs, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm never going to give you all my potential. Eliminating glass ceiling is one of the most powerful ways to get your human resources and human potential back.
Larger Japanese companies traditionally had a kind of pact with their employees. Workers had lifetime employment, and in return, they showed great dedication to the firm. Men routinely sacrificed family life for careers. Women who took time off to have children were pushed off the advancement track. Business professor Robert Cole has extensively researched Japanese work organization. He says even though things are slowly changing, the legacy of these practices means there are fewer women in the corporate pool.
Japan has a strong tradition of promoting from within, so if there are no people inside the corporations in the various managerial positions at the lower level, there are very few that eventually can rise to positions of leadership.
Women who aspire to the corner office may get a boost from Japan's aging demographics. Soon, there simply may not be enough young workers to fill jobs. Mitsuko Horiuchi of the International Labor Organization says this leaves Japan with few options.
There are two opinions in Japan. One is that because the labor force is declining, we inevitably will need foreign labor. The second opinion is that if we utilize older people and make a comfortable working environment for women, we don't necessarily need to accept foreign workers so much.
Cole says the struggle to find the next generation of workers could hasten more change.
It'll be an interesting question, actually. Do they find it easier to turn to women to fill the gap or to outsiders? And I don't think the answer is obvious, by the way. It may be a little bit of both.
Japanese women will have a long climb to reach any kind of parity with Japanese men. Only 3% of Japanese companies have a woman on their board of directors, compared to more than 86% of American companies. In Tokyo, I'm Shia Levitt for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The federal minimum wage is...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.